KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies at 71 degrees. We look for continued partly cloudy skies today here in Atlantic and a high of 89. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Well, the Cass County Fair continues its run here in Atlantic through Tuesday. On today's agenda, beginning this hour, is the Sheep Show at the Outdoor Show Ring. Also, the 4-H exhibits have opened in the Community Center building, and the cattle cutting competition with working dogs is getting underway in the Horse Arena. At 10 this morning, there is the pet show at the community center, and then at 11, the meat, goat, and dairy goat show, and that'll be in the outdoor show ring. At noon today, working exhibits, educational presentations, and extemporaneous speaking will take place, all of that in the community building. At 3 o'clock, it's the livestock judging contest in the indoor show ring. At 4, youth water fights will be held at the west end of the fairgrounds. And at 6 tonight, the big event for entertainment is the tractor pull, and that is, of course, at the tractor pull track. Now, the commercial buildings will be open from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. Midway carnival rides begin at noon each day. Chainsaw artistry takes place each day through Sunday with the times to be determined and the carvings to be sold after the Parade of Champions, 5:45 p.m. on Monday. Today's FFA food stand special at the Cass County Fair is a grilled chicken breast sandwich. Sheriff's officials in Mills County reported on Friday that there were two arrests Thursday. Sheriff's office said 28-year-old Eric Jeffrey White of Papillion, Nebraska, was arrested at around 11 p.m. Thursday on Highway 34. White was charged with OWI first offense with his bond set at $1,000. And at around 8:20 p.m. Thursday, Mills County deputies arrested 35-year-old Bradley Kenneth Porter of Brandyville on a Page County warrant for harassment in the first degree. Porter was being held without bond at the Mills County Jail. Elsewhere in the news, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker said President Trump is engaging in moral vandalism, but Booker continues to warn Democrats to choose a 2020 presidential candidate who will do more than just beat Trump.
We need a healer. We need a coalition builder.
Booker told a crowd in Greenfield Friday afternoon that tribalism is endangering the American experiment.
There is a civic gospel in this country that we need to start talking from because it's what unites us.
Booker made no mentions of the signals he's been sending that he'll challenge former Vice President Joe Biden's record in next Wednesday's debate. Booker instead directed all of his rhetorical hits at President Trump.
And it bothers me that we have more animosity for each other in this country than we do for the Russians who are trying to undermine our democracy.
Mary Williamson of Panora supported Bernie Sanders in 2016, and she's looking for a new candidate in 2020, but she has one criteria.
Any of them would be better than Trump. But we just have to look at whoever can win.
Democratic presidential candidate Kirsten Gillibrand is taking aim at the fossil fuel companies in her new climate plan. Gillibrand says the goal is to drastically cut greenhouse gas emissions as soon as possible and work toward 100% clean energy in the next decade.
How about take on the whole globe, the whole world community, and say, this is going to be a measure of how successful you are as an economy, how successful your engineers and mathematicians are, how big your vision is.
Gillibrand unveiled her climate plan in Cedar Rapids Thursday. She estimates her plan would cost $100 billion, and she wants fossil fuel companies to help pay.
If you put a price on carbon, it allows market forces to work for you. Because if you're a polluter, you're going to pay. And if you're not, and you're an innovator, and you're in renewables, you're going to get a lower tax rate. It's going to be much less expensive to produce all the things that you want to produce.
A handful of presidential candidates were in the state through this weekend. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, as I mentioned, was in western Iowa Friday with that midday stop in Greenfield. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg was in Ankeny Friday to discuss his plan to membership and protect freelancers and others who do short-term contract work. And former San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro campaigned at Onomasquaki Settlement near Tama Friday afternoon. Officials of the Iowa Department of Public Health said Friday that preliminary data for 2019 indicate a continued increase in two of the most commonly reported conditions in Iowa, chlamydia and gonorrhea. For the period of January 1st of this year through June 30th, there were 7,730 cases of chlamydia reported to the IDPH. That represents a 9.6% increase from the same period in 2018. Gonorrhea cases for that time frame in 2019 are at 2,572, which is a 14.6% increase as compared to the same period last year. The IDPH encourages adherence to CDC screening and treatment guidelines to ensure that individuals who are infected are diagnosed and properly treated. Farmers who are being financially hurt by international trade disputes will be able to apply for a second round of payments from the federal government beginning this Monday. Unlike last year, row crop farmers will get payments based on their county and not the specific crop they planted. Former Iowa Secretary of Agriculture and now Undersecretary with the USDA, Bill Northey, said the checks will start going out this month.
Payments we expect to start mid to late August and will be made to, as we said, three groups of folks. We have the non-specialty crops, that county payment rate, specialty crops, and then to our dairy and hog producers.
County rates reflect how much the USDA calculated an area lost due to reduced exports and range from $15 to $150 per acre. U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue said the payments are meant to help, but won't make anyone whole.
President Trump understands that these are the people who are producing, and they are the disproportionate bearers of the trade disruption.
Pork and dairy farmers and producers of specialty crops like fruits and nuts will be paid separately. The USDA raised the amount a farmer can get from the payouts to $500,000 if they're eligible for payments in two or three categories. Perdue says it's all in keeping with President Trump's promise.
His administration's not going to stand by while our productive farmers are treated unfairly by countries acting in bad faith. These are the men and women year after year who put their equity on the line, assume the financial risk, and every time they plant a new crop and keep going.
Iowa State University ag economist Chad Hart says the change from the 2018 payment program will eliminate complaints that soybeans got a much bigger payout than corn.
But still targeted by crop, even though the crop does not directly factor into the mix of how big your payment is.
Overall, the government plans to distribute more than $14 billion in aid to farmers and ranchers through the Market Facilitation Program, or MFP. The sign-ups will be taken through December 6th. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says they're looking for help with their annual turkey population estimates in July and August. Participation is easy. Just note the date and county in which the turkey was seen. If it was an adult male or adult female, males have beards on their breasts, by the way, and whether they were young poults or baby turkeys. There is a link to an online survey and survey card under the same story under the Ag and Outdoor page at KJAN.com in the Programs tab. The DNR has mailed survey cards to select turkey hunters who are asked to provide the date and county in which the turkey was seen. If you did not receive a survey card, you're still encouraged to report the turkey sightings using the Iowa DNR webpage link. An excellent video of hen turkeys with poults can be viewed on the Iowa DNR's Facebook page. Annual population surveys conducted by the DNR are an important component of the species management plans, which includes providing hunting opportunities. All participation is appreciated. Authorities in eastern Iowa say a kayaker has been rescued from the Mississippi River at a dam at Clinton. Television station KWQC reports that the Clinton County Sheriff's Office had been called Friday to Lock and Dam 13 for a water rescue. Officials of the Clinton Fire Department said sometime before 3 p.m. Friday, a male kayaker had been safely rescued. Officials had initially received reports that a woman who was kayaking also was in trouble, but they said that she remained out kayaking and did not need to be rescued. Police say the drowning of two men in a backyard Davenport swimming pool occurred when one of the men tried to save the other. The Quad City Times says that surveillance video of the home where the men were house-sitting captured the Monday drowning of 60-year-old Mark Anderson of Eldridge and 57-year-old Kenneth Anderson of Bellevue. Police say the men were friends and not related. Davenport Police Chief Paul Sikorsky said that the men had been out with friends Monday before stopping by the house to check on it. The video shows Ken Anderson entered the pool and struggled in the water before Mark Anderson tried to rescue him. Another friend found the men in the pool Monday night. Police have declared the drownings as accidental. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.